Hi, Ivan, how are you? Ivan? Hi, Larry, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Sure.
There he is, right after Mincha. We're starting Mincha in like 2 minutes, and then there'll be one between Mincha and Marv.
Okay, so about 8:30 or so, approximately.
No. Let's see. I would say come back on, or unless you want to wait, 8:20, 8:25.
I said you're not going to have services like on Zoom, are you, per
We
se?
are. You want to stay on for that?
Yeah,
Or what are you
I'll
looking
just
for?
stay on. I'll just stay on. Yeah.
Okay. No
Great.
problem.
Thank you. You doing all right? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Good to see you.
Hi,
Ivan, how are you?
Be'ezrat Hashem, doing fine. You doing all right, family? All right, everybody okay?
Yeah. Some good days and some tough days.
I know. I hear you.
All right, I'll see you in a minute. I'm gonna put on.
Oh, sure, then there was a Back to the bear ali him our best is our Achem, Kikhovia Shamoyim, the Halor, it's Hazosa Sharama, Tia Taylor's Arachem, and a Halula Olam, by Nohim Adonai Al Horo, Asher, the Bear Lasso Slamo.
Brahatad, the Melan Maka, Lamashanas, the Lamas, 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 the
Lamas,
Baruch Hu Esther Danai and
Baruch Adonai Hanavah
Broken on Brooklyn by Brooklyn Todd Melhim, Roslam Shabakar Banamikon, Nimra, Ten Lano, Torso, Book, Danai, and Tim.
Amen. Vayomer Adonai, Moshe, Apostle, and the Hosh, Nimra, Hosh, and 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 Nimra, Lo yagalach imachum gamishai rabbi cholohor gam hatzon v'habakar al yirgu al mo hahor havu. Baruch Hu Adonai Avirach, Baruch Adonai Avirach, Leilam Oed, Baruch Hatu Adonai Eloheinu Malach Olam, Asher Bachavanu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasan Lanu Aser Asoi, Baruch Hatu Adonai Nasei Atoroh. Vayisol, Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim, Vayashkem Moshe Vaboker Vayahalo Harsinai Kasher, Tivadanai also, Vayikah Biado, Shanel Hos Avonim, Vayerad Adonai Baranon, Vayisat Savory Mosham, Vayikro Vishem Adonai, Vayavor Adonai Alpano, Vayikro
Adonai Adonai, Yerachim Khanin, Papa Khasadim,
Adonai, Adonai, Elohu Vachano, Nerech HaPayim, Rav Chesed Vemes, Notzer Chesed Lo Alavim, Notzer Chavo, Novesh V'chato, V'nake Lo Inake, Pokei, Novo Novos. Al-Banim, Al-Banim, Banim, Al-Shilishim, Al-Harim, Al-Yim, Vayim, Maher Moshe, Vayikor Arto, Vayishtachu, Vayom, Merino, Matzal Zichayim, Malinecho, Adonai, Yelechnu, Adonai, Bekir, Benu, Ki, Am, Kishay, Rav, 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 R ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר נשא לנו תורה ונס וחיי עולם נטע בזכותנו ברוך אתה אדוני נשא לנו תורה ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר בחר בנביאים טובים ורצה בדבריהם הנאמרים באמת. ברוך אתה אדוני הבוחר בדורו משה עבדו ובישראל עמו בנביאהו אמת בצדק. ירשו אדוני בהמות צאן קרוב יעשו קרוב יעזוב ראשי ברכו ויסוף במחש ובסוף וישב אל אדוני ברחמיהו ואלוהינו ויעבר ספוריה. כי לא מה שהוא עושה, מה שהוא עושה כאב, לא דרכיכם דרכינו, מה לא נוי, כי גבו שמיים מאורץ, כן, גבו דרכי מדרכיכם, ומה שהוא עושה עליי, ומה שהוא עושה כאב. כי כאשר ירד, הגשם השלג מן השמיים, ושם לא ישום, כי אם הרבו עשה אורץ, לא נדעת את מיוחו, ונוסן זרע לזורע ולחם, לא אוכל, כן, יהיה דברי אשר יצא מפי לא ישוב אליי ויקום, כי אם ארצו אז אשר חפצתי בעצלי אשר שלחתי, כי בשמחו עוז תצאו בשלום תוללון, ההורים והגבר עוז, יפצחו לבניכם רינה וחורצי הצודה, ימחה וחוב, תחת הנעצות יעלה ברוק וסך זנצפת יעלה הדס, והיו על אדוני לשם לא עוז עולם, לא יקרה, יצפו אמר אדוני שמו משפט, תעשו צדקה כי קרובו ישועתי לבוא וצדקתי להיגלות. אשרי הנאו שיחסת זוז בן אדם יחזיק בו שומר שבס מחד עולו ושומר ידו מחסות קורו. ויאמר בן הנכור הנלבו אל ארנוי לאמור הבל יבילה אני ארנוי מלאל חמו. ואל יאמר אסוריס אין אני אליץ יבש בכרו אמר אדוני לאסוריסים אשר ישפרו שבס עושה בחרוב אשר חופצתי ומחזיקי בריסי, ונזדבי להם, ובזי וחמוסי ובשם, טוב יבנים ומיבנו, שם עולם את אלו אשר לא יקרס, ובני הנכור, הנלווים על אדוני לשורסו, ולעבו השם אדוני להיות לו, לעבדים, כל שמי שבס מחללו, ומחזיקי בריסי, ואביוסים, אל הר קודשי, וסימחים בבית סבילסי, אלו שיהם, זבריהם, ורצון, אלו נלווי, כי ויסי ויסי לא יקרא לכל עמים. נאום אדוני אלוהים מקבץ לכלי ישראל, עוד הקבץ עליו ומקבצו. ברוך אדוני אלוהים מלך העולם, צורכו לו ומנצליק בכל הדורות. פועל לאמון אומר ועושה המדבר ומקיים שכל דברו באמת חוצר. נאמון אדוני אלוהים ונאמנים דברך ובדבר אחד ודברך ואחר לא ישוב לכתוב. כי אל מלך נאמון ורחמנות וברוך אתה אדוני. פועל הנאמון בכל דברו. רחם על ציון גירס חיינו ולעלו בזנבש תושיע במרב ימינו ברוך אתה אדוני משמח ציון ורמה סמך אינו ארנר להינו בעליון ויבדך ומלכוס פייס דוד משיחר רבי מראי אבו ויגל ממנו על כסול הישם זרו ואינו חלו רחם רמס בודו כי בשם קודש כנשבק ולא שלוח בן ארל עולם ואין ברוך אתה אדוני מגן דוד
No, 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 no. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Start by discussing the most important question, and that is how come the fast ends earlier in our shul than it does in other shuls? So the reason for this line is based as follows. We have spoken several times recently even about when does night begin, when does the day end. And we said that there is a machlokas as to what halacha we are looking for. Is it sunset? Right? If the moment the sun dips below the horizon, would that perhaps be the end of the day? Or no, as we all know, if you walk out right now, it's 5 minutes after sunset, and there's plenty of light outside. You can get by without any additional light. The other opinions are no, that you have to wait until the sun dips far enough below the horizon that the amount of rays that are getting over the horizon are so few that you can see 3 medium stars. I like to point out in New York, it would never be night according to that. But here it's for myself. So the question is, unlike sunset, which is an astronomical fact, you can look it up online, right? Alexa can tell you when it is. It's obvious. This idea of darkening up to see 3 stars, that's a little bit iffy. So that is a question as to what that is. Now, we said in general, it's a question of what do we call nighttime, right? This period from sunset till the Tzeisa Kochavim, that period is known as Bein HaShloshos. And how do we treat this dusk, twilight period of Bein HaShloshos? So we said, as far as Din Derabanan go, we are Mekel. If something is rabbinic in nature, you can be Mekel and assume that is night enough, as opposed to a Din D'Oraisa, something is, in fact, from the Torah, then in fact you have to be Machmir. So tomorrow night we're scheduled to have Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos is D'Oraisa, that's one of the Ten Commandments, actually. And therefore, we are Machmir, we are stringent. Meaning, going into Shabbos, we take the earlier time. We assume sunset is when Shabbos begins. And going out of Shabbos, we don't go out of Shabbos until Tzeisa Kochavim. How many minutes is it until Tzeisa Kochavim? Well, again, you've got to figure it out. There are many opinions out there. Some people will hold the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The real opinion of Rabbeinu Tam this time of year is around 90 minutes. That means Shabbos is not open until after 10 o'clock. That is one opinion. Thankfully, we're not that religious. We don't assume like the opinion of Tom. We follow the opinion of the Grub. And therefore, we wait closer to 45 minutes after Shkia until we assume that Shabbos is over. That is the more common opinion. When it comes to the question of Atinus, so where do the fast come from? A fast Arisa or a fast Rabbanan?
Kippur is
the Raisa, that's absolutely correct. But everything else is not the Rabbanan. It's not the Rabbanan, rather it's called Divrei Kabbalah. Now, don't get confused, there's nothing heebie-jeebie about this, it's not Kabbalistic. Divrei Kabbalah means it does not appear in the Chumash, but it appears in the Navi. The Navi Zechariah refers to the four fasts. Talks about the Tzom Har. Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, and Tzom HaAsiri. And he says that these four fasts ultimately will become simply become Yom Tov in good time. So what is the fourth month of the year? We start from Nisan, Nisan, Iyar, Siva, Tammuz, right? This is Tzarif, followed by Chamishi, Av, Tisha B'Av, Shvi, Tishrei, is Tzom Gedalia, and Asiri is Tevis, Asara, the Tevis. So in fact, since it is referred to in the Navi, it's not a Derabanan, right? It predates, it's not rabbinic in nature. However, it's not the Oraisa either, right? It's something in between. And therefore it becomes a question, how do you treat in between? But to say the fast is over as Shkia, it's not Derabanan, you can't say that. But on the other hand, to say that you have to wait as long as you have to wait on Shabbos, which is not only a Doraisa, but it's a Doraisa that carries with it the death penalty, right? We take our Shiros and Adama seriously, but not that seriously. Right? So that is the reason why we go for an earlier time. When it comes to Kriyashma, Kriyashma is Doraisa, but it's not a Chiyuv Misa. So for Kriyashma, we generally assume, again, it's what ends up being 24 degrees of a declension of the sun. So since then we rely on that for Kriya Shema, we can rely on that pretty much as well for this fast, and that is why we're coming out at, I think, 9:04 tonight was the time that we announced that the fast is over. 35
minutes after.
Right, which is about the same time. As opposed to, if you're don't think there is a difference between the Doraisa and Divrei Kabbalah, well, then you're going to have to wait as long tonight as you're going to wait on Motzei Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is going to be over later than 9:04, because when it comes to Shabbos, we wait more because Shabbos is a Chiyuv Misa and a Din Doraisa, as opposed to a Shabbos of the Talmud is not the same. Right? Yom Kippur, of course, to end the fast on Yom Kippur, of course, we would wait as late as we would wait on a Shabbos. That's the Doraisa. That carries with it the same rules. The stories of, yes.
What's the earliest time you can have an hour? I remember as a kid, you know, Zer Abraham, they had a 20-minute for Shia Misa. They had 2 minutes for Mara, well, these are 20 or 25 minutes. Is there a basis for like 25, 30 minutes on Lesser Shabbat?
So the base, again, they would do Malacha then, or then the Davin Mara? Right. So I would.
Well,
some people live longer.
No, they have 2 minutes.
Yeah, some people live longer. Yeah.
They have a really
yeah.
The second one was 30.
Right. So there is a difference between Marv is the Rabbana.
Okay.
Like Marv is the Rabbana. Really, it's interesting when we had the curfews. Remember those? Not so long ago.
Yeah.
So when the protests were going on and they were having curfews, so here they stopped the curfew before Shabbos, but in New York they didn't stop the curfew before Shabbos. So the question is, what do you do about the davening Motzei Shabbos? You're not allowed out of the house like you daven. So at the time, the discussion was that just like you can make early Shabbos, you can daven early Motzei Shabbos. You can daven Motzei Shabbos. If we wanted to on Shabbos afternoon at 7:00, we could just say Marav and Atah Hanagun. You wouldn't be able to do Malacha for another 2 hours. You would still not be able to get into a car. You still would not be able to turn on a light. They wouldn't be able to make Abdullah, obviously, with the camel, make it on the coast actually early, right? But in terms of davening early, Tefillah is the same on Shabbos as it is on any other day. You just have to make sure that people don't decide, okay, I daven Marav, you know, I can make early Shabbos or make early Shabbos. That, in fact, would not be an option.
Is there a basis for doing Malacha before 42 minutes?
Again, depending on what you hold that you are Tzeisa Kochavim. As I said, Tzeisa Kochavim is a little bit of a tricky run because there's no astronomical event you can point to. That's undeniable. So the minhag, I think, in most places, right, the most maker was an hour after candlelighting, which is 42 minutes. Right? But again, I can't say that there aren't other opinions out there. You remember? Again, I assume that even if you're davening at 25 minutes, how long did my hour take? Okay. 2 minutes.
You have to smoke.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
That's with the Enoch. Okay, so that's in terms of that. And regarding the fast themselves, the entire, even though the fasts are mentioned, that there is a fast in Zechariah, the reason for the fast is all mentioned actually in Malachim. The very last part of Malachim Beis gets all four fasts in. It tells all at once that first the Babylonians surrounded Jerusalem on the 10th day of Tevis. Then they broke through the walls on the 9th day of Tammuz. Interesting. And then ultimately they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash right between the 7th and the 10th day of Av. The time that they ended the Beis HaMikdash, they ransacked the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately set it on fire, and it burned through the 10th day above. Of all, afterwards, in the same parak, you also have that there was a provisional government that was set up after the Yerushalayim fell, and after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Babylonians appointed a local Jewish governor, whose name was Gedaliah ben Achikam, and of course, that didn't work out well, as Gedaliah was assassinated by fellow Jews. That was the end of it all. So all four fasts are found there. Obviously, the question is, if it says clearly that the ninth day of Thomas was the day that they broke through the walls. Why are we fasting on the 17th day of Thomas? So that's a matter of discussion. There are a few interesting ideas that are offered. In terms of the most practical idea, the one that we accept is that, yes, the first base of Mikdash, they broke through on the 9th day of Thomas, but on the second base of Mikdash, they broke through on the 17th day of Thomas. When it comes to the day of destruction, so we don't have to make a decision. Fish above the fish above in both cases. But when it comes to Shabbos for Thomas, they weren't going to have us fast twice over it. But they chose to go with the second base of Mikdash. Why the second base of Mikdash? The reason the second base of Mikdash was chosen was because that's more current. That to a certain extent, we don't have to mourn the loss of the base. The first base of Mikdash as much because the first base of Mikdash has since been rebuilt. It's the second base of Mikdash that we're really mourning at this point. And therefore, when there is a conflict between the two dates, we will follow the second one rather than the first one. The idea of Avelos of the 3 weeks is a very interesting concept because it's not really mentioned in any primary sources. If you look at the Gemara doesn't talk about anything more than Shpur, Shachal, Bo, Tishma. That all the Avelos that we are talking about does not begin until 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from Sunday, will be the week of Tisha B'Av, and that's when the Avelos begins. Min of Svard is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, follows that as well. And the Min of Svard is that there is no 3 weeks, and there really basically isn't any 9 days either. Right? Svaradim will get married during the 3 weeks. Right? Svaradim will eat fleshix during the 9 days because they follow the Gemara. However, the Ramah mentions that the Bnei Ashkenaz have accepted upon themselves Avelos that already begins in the 3 weeks. What Avelos begins in the 3 weeks? Well, the first Avelos that begins in the 3 weeks, so we don't say Shechianu during the 3 weeks. So as we just spoke about earlier, the truth of the matter is we don't say Shechianu on much at all these days. Nowadays, it used to be that if someone got a new suit for their wedding, and they're lucky they got another one at the 50th anniversary. Got yourself a new suit or something, that was a very big deal. Like that was something that people got very, very excited about. Right? So therefore, you make a Shechianu. Nowadays, you pick up a suit every other day, every year, whatever it is. So casually, never wear a suit. Whatever it is, people do not get excited about suits anymore. Simply, if you get a new shirt, you get a new pair of pants, there's very little that person gets that excited about. Similarly, we said the idea of making Shechianu on fruits doesn't really come up. Because the Shechianu on fruits is a Shechianu that had reached a new season. At Baruch Hashem, it's now apple season, it's orange season. You can walk into King Supers and get apples and oranges 12 months a year. There are no seasons. Mm-hmm. We can argue an argument that maybe Pu'ats only come out this year. Maybe here we get excited about Palisade peaches or Rocky Ford cantaloupes. Right? But the truth of the matter is there really aren't seasons. Because of the global economy, you can get grapes anytime of the year, there are oranges anytime of the year. Pretty good. Most major fruits, there is no season. So therefore, we don't make a Shechianu on it. If you're not going to make a Shechianu, for example, there's no problem in going shopping. Because there's nothing wrong in buying a new shirt or buying even a new suit this time of year if you're not going to make a Shechianu on it. If you're not going to make a Shechianu on it, if you go shopping, that doesn't really apply. The idea that there's other, also we don't get married, there's no chasid during the 3 weeks, that is an Ashkenaz minhag. Also there is a minhag not to get haircuts, and also a minhag not to listen to certain types of music. Where do these minhagim come from? So it's very interesting about salvation, because of the opinion, this is very much in the personal life, that everything has to be categorized. Right? So therefore, there has to be categories of avails. So there, not that we have avails of good days, so there's the avails you have for a parent, year after you pass away, there's the avails for shloshim, the avails you have for a parent for the first 3 days, or for another close relative, you have that as well. And then, of course, there's shiva, and there is aninus. Like it's the week of the loss of that up until the time of the burial. So the salvation was insisted that everything had to fit into one of these categories. So what are the categories? So how does that work? So on the morning, up to the morning of Tisha B'Av, that is Aninus, right? We don't wear shoes, right? We really have a serious avail. Shavuos, right? It gets lowered a little bit, right? So the 9 days was Shloshim, and the 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh. So during Yud Beis Chodesh, the truth of the matter is, people do get haircuts during the year after their parents passed away. People shave in the time after their parents passed away, right? So why do we have salvation? Right? The idea was that if somebody's hair was long enough, they were allowed to get a haircut even during the 3 weeks, just like you would allow it in that case. Based on that, Rav Shechter just came out with the Tshuva, the latest, and one of them was getting haircuts during the 3 weeks during the coronavirus. Rav Shechter said that if there is a state that the barbers have been closed for some time and they open now, that people have long hair, they can get a haircut just like during Yud Beis Chodesh. Allow a person to get a haircut, so too we would allow a person to get a haircut as well during the 3 weeks. Again, here barber's been open for a while, and other people taking advantage of it. Neither is relevant, but if somebody has it, someone really needs a haircut, or chapter would think that that would be allowed. Regarding the issue of music, so the question is what type of music is prohibited? So, this is the 3 weeks, there aren't any real sources for it. But the sort that talks about it, it seems to indicate any type of music that makes you want to get up and dance. Right? That is the type of music that is problematic. So therefore, based on that, for example, Rav Soloveitchik is going to say that classical music is not prohibited because nobody ever hears a nice piece of Beethoven wants to get up and boogie. That would not be an issue. Right? Similarly, you know, music, a lot of people are make a lot. Both Rabbi Wood and Rabbi Shechter came out that this year we can be more make, we can be more lenient in this area, because this year people are a little bit more depressed, and therefore for mental health, even people that are more motivated by music, given that they have a downer this year, there would be more reason to be make on that as well. So that is another halacha that people are lining up on a little bit this year, because really at the end of the day it doesn't really matter much because it doesn't apply. One last halacha, since it already is a 50, of course, and that is the question of what if an Ashkenazi is invited to a Sephardi wedding in 3 weeks? And we generally pass them, though it's mostly to go. And Ashkenazi don't get married, but the Sephardi do, and since they are, of course, following the halacha, you have every reason to be a Sameya. Cross up the collar. It's a very interesting question they ask against Rav Soloveitchik. There's no issue of getting married during the Yud Beis Chodesh, so why would there be an issue to get married during the 3 weeks? The basic answer is that it's just not a good time of year. It's not the soul. Therefore, you shouldn't do it. However, I think we had a question in the Colorado once, if I remember correctly, about a couple who very much needed to get married ASAP. And so therefore, in a case like that, there's definitely room to be made. I'm going to cash out for the doctor of Zachary, so I think it was my duty to Emma at the North of 31 to tell you what you want to do here.
Oh, yes, we have.
I'm not going to talk about it. Nine. Night.